House Bill 266 is an act of the 28th Alaska Legislature. It makes appropriations for the operating budget and loans and funds for this fiscal year. House Bill 267 outlines the funds within the statewide mental health budget. Two community members from Wrangell testified via teleconference before the House Finance Committee on the Trauma Care Fund and HB 266. The fund historically allocated money for trauma care facilities, education, and equipment around the state. The amount in the fund is dependent on allocations within the operating budget. This year, there aren't any. Marilyn Mork of Wrangell said the fund is important to the medical center and should be brought back.
I just want to say that I'm in support of you guys reinstating the trauma care fund. Wrangell is pretty remote, and I think it's a pretty important part of town here. We need it so they can continue to work towards becoming a level four trauma designation for our hospital. So I just want to say I'm in support of reinstating that money for that fund. Thank you.
Laura Salard, also of Wrangell, echoed Mork's statements and said the fund should be reinstated.
Laura Salard here, and I am speaking today for myself and the reinstating of the trauma care fund on the HB 266. I live here in Wrangell. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm also the trauma coordinator for our facility. And as other facilities have mentioned, this trauma care fund goes towards education, equipment that is needed just to take care of a trauma patient. We all have equipment in our hospital, but there are certain things that you want when the worst has happened to your loved one. And the large part of Alaska is not easy to navigate. It's not like down south where you have facilities 30 minutes, 45 minutes away, just like Wrangell. To get our patients out, we have to fly them out of here to get them to a higher level of care. That's not always quick. Even if we can get a jet immediately out, it's still going to take at least an hour or two to get somebody here and then to get them to a higher level of care. So you're looking at 3-4 hours at best. In the meantime, you're trying to save life and limb. Nobody plans for a trauma. So we need these funds to keep all of our staff educated, keep up with the data, to keep the training going, and to keep that equipment. Because at any time, it could be any of our loved ones or ourselves, and we never know. And we want to be able to have these funds so we can keep our hospitals and staff in Alaska where they can provide the best possible care. Thank you.
There was one testimony from Prince of Wales. Ralph Mackey of Craig was concerned about proposed cuts from the mental health budget.
This is Ralph Mackey. Yes, I'm in Craig. I'm a commercial fisherman, and I run the Hill Bar and Liquor Store, which has been in my family for about 75 years. I'm here today because I'm concerned about the proposed cuts to our behavioral health budget. In medical circles, healthcare is divided into two areas. Primary health covers our physical health, and behavioral health covers mental health and substance abuse. Everywhere we look, whether it's at the world around us or within ourselves, we see serious behavioral health issues. The evidence is overwhelming. We are not just physical people. We are thinking and feeling people as well. And it's time for us to collectively wake up and pour our energy and resources into the fight against the behavioral health epidemic that rages around us all. I urge you to restore full funding to our state's behavioral health programs and to place it annually at the very top of your budget priority list. Thank you.
Wrangell shared the public testimony period with the communities of Bethel, Cordova, Kotzebue, Nome, and Valdez. There are additional testimony times scheduled for other communities around the state. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.